coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Reading from Micah 6:8, the word of the Lord says, He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? And again, that was from Micah 6:8.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, December 5th, 2023. Listening friend, it's a historic day. This is our makeshift new studio at the Salvation Army Red Kettle Center, 2212 North Market Street here in Champaign. I'm very excited. The Salvation Army have been great. I love calling them the captains. It's Captain Melissa Civil. She's in the studio with me, and then Captain Kenyon Civils. They're married. They're both captains. I guess, Melissa, though, you're the senior. You've been with the Salvation Army a little longer Kenyon.
That's true. Just by 1 year, though, so not by much.
Not by much, but you both love the ministry work God has called you to, and on this Testimony Tuesday, I'm going to have you share a little bit how God has drawn you to himself and then to this specific location in the Champaign County area. But a few weeks ago, I had my handheld microphone. It's the first time I've done it in a long time, but I met up with Kenyon. He was at Prairie Gardens in Champaign. He and a new hire, Aaron Bird. So I recorded him talking about the need for people to assist with bell ringing and collecting donations for the Salvation Army. They do a great work. And so you're going to hear that handheld microphone on location. It was like a live broadcast. I played it that Saturday, but I want to set the groundwork because they need additional Red Kettle bell ringers to be stationed at various locations, grocery stores, high traffic areas, greeting people with a pleasant smile and thanking them for their donations. And you would just love it if you like meeting and interacting with people. It's a great way to volunteer and assist. And Holly and I are doing it, and we appreciate the great work. And there's so many different Salvation Army centers throughout our listening area. So I'm sure where you live, you can contact your local Salvation Army. But we're going to be talking primarily about the Champaign County needs and the excitement that's going on here. And as you know, the money stay in the location where they're raised. So if you're in the Decatur area, it's going to stay in the Decatur area. The Champaign-Urbana area, it'll stay here. The Springfield area, it'll stay there. So that's really a unique blessing that the Salvation Army has. They're very hands-on in their community. But here's my recording with Kenyon from a few weeks ago, and I think it'll set the groundwork for Melissa then to share some of her faith journey. It's happening. The Salvation Army Red Kettle fundraiser has officially been launched. Just a little earlier, I was at Prairie Gardens in Champaign, and I caught up with Captain Kenyon Civils, who with his wife, Captain Melissa, served the Champaign County area, and with my roaming microphone, here's how I began our conversation. So I have a couple things to share. You can volunteer and be a part of helping get the word out, raising funds, being at various locations to be a bell ringer and encouraging people, smiling, sharing Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. But also you can donate. So when you see that red kettle at your favorite grocery store or wherever you shop, put in some coins, put in some dollar bills, write them a check and support them. But I'm here with Captain Kenyon Civil, and he's one of the directors and overseers of the Salvation Army of Champaign County. He and his wife, Melissa, both captains. So, Captain Civils, what do you want to say to the listeners?
Today is the kickoff, and want to give a huge shout-out to Prairie Gardens, who hosted us this morning, and they are certainly one of the locations we have throughout Champaign County. We have them in Savoy and Rantoul and Urbana and Mahomet and obviously Champaign, too, and so Wherever you live in the area, we have a kettle near you. If everyone gave $1, our goal this year is $150,000, which is a really big number. However, if everyone gave $1, we would hit our goal tomorrow. We'd hit our goal tomorrow. And so, you know, if everyone gives $2 or $3 or $5, that means we beat our goal, but also that means more people get more help. And so the onus is out there. We are counting on the generosity of the community and thankful for the generosity of the community, because the money that is given here, it stays local to help people here in Champaign County.
Talk a little about the various services that you provide. I know we've interviewed you some time ago, but you help in so many different ways, not just feeding people, but various services that you provide, educational opportunities, this Christmas season with the collection of all the toys and the gifts that you give out. But talk about some of the specifics.
Yeah, absolutely. So in 2022, for all services, we helped around 60,000 people. So far, we are on track to hit about 60,000 people just through our food pantry. That doesn't include anything else. And so the need is great, but we do have a very robust food pantry that many in town have come to participate in. We have a transitional veteran shelter. So thankful for the men and women who have served, and if we can play a small part in supporting them, we certainly are thrilled to do so. But we have that. This holiday season, kids 12 and under will be getting some toys. And so far, we still have folks who kind of straggle in, but so far, we are looking at 2,200 kids who are needing help. So, you know, on top of that, we do ESL classes, we do disaster work, rent utility assistance, we do budgeting conversations. Anything under the banner of help, we certainly try to do. And the generosity of the community during this time helps us, because the money, it ensures we can do those things, not just during Christmas, but through the rest of the year.
Talk a little about how somebody can get involved and volunteer to be a bell ringer. I know we have an ad in our current Prime Lifetimes publication, but if they want to know more information or be trained, what's involved?
Yeah, absolutely. They certainly can call us, 217-373-7832, 217-373-7832, to call the Salvation Army, 217-373-7832. But the easier thing, and preferred by most people, just go online. Register to ring, registerto.com. You can make a profile, you can select your date, your time, your location. You can do all that in 5 minutes or less. And if you have rang in the past, your information's still in there. And so we can easily get you hooked up that way. Right now, we have about 4,200 hours of bell ringing available, and we would love to fill as many of those as possible. And again, that seems like a really big number, but you can take one shift. And if every adult, if everyone listening takes one shift, we're going to be well on our way. And the money that comes in when you volunteer, when you ring bells, that money stays local in Champaign County.
And I will say that Holly and I are taking a number of shifts, and we're going to do it together. So you can do it as a small group, husband, wife, maybe a pastor and the assistant pastor. It's a great way to meet people, encourage people, and yet raise funds for this great cause, the Salvation Army. Be a bell ringer, and as Captain Civils just shared, you can go by the website or call them. Highly recommend it. You can be involved, make a difference, and it's a fun activity. And right now, while the weather is pretty decent, it'd be a great time to launch it with them, be out at one of their various locations, and find out more at their website. And if you need more information, call 217-373-7832, 217-373-7832. Well, thank you, Captain Civils, and I appreciate, as a ministry, that we're partnering together with our ministry leaders. Luncheons at your location on Market Street, and our prayer gatherings have been there, and the makeshift studio that I'm working on, and so we're just excited to promote and highlight the things that you are doing that are helping so many people in our community. And we're going to have one of your new hires on a Testimony Tuesday real soon. So thanks for being available.
Yeah, absolutely. We're so thankful for the partnership, and we're so thankful for everyone in the community. You know, today's the kickoff, and so for the next few weeks, you see the bell. Hopefully, you'll give. Prepare now. No one carries cash. Go get some cash. Go get some coins, and put that in the kettle. If you don't have cash and you haven't had it in months and months, sachampagne.org. SA as in Salvation Army. sachampagne.org. You can give electronically, and we want to make that available and known as well. You can make that donation very quick, very easy, but it's a great way to teach kids about generosity, to teach kids about giving. It's a great way to challenge each other. A lot of stores have two doors, and so a couple of you take one door, a couple of you take another door, and you take a shift. But again, that money stays local, helps people locally, the people you work with, the people you go to church with, your neighbors, and so it's vital that we raise as much as we can. We're so thankful, even now, looking into the season, for the generosity of the greater Champaign County community.
That concludes my conversation with my roaming microphone with Captain Kenyon Civils, and I hope you'll consider being a bell ringer like Holly and me and some of our staff. Find out more by calling 217-373-7832. That's 217-373-7832. Or find out more by stopping by registertoring.com. That's registertoring.com. And sign up for a shift or two or three or four, and know that an average of 1 hour of bell ringing feeds 13 people. You can be that bright spot in someone's day today by your smile, word of encouragement, saying Merry Christmas, and be in God's presence, whether it's in front of Walmart, Sam's Club, the grocery store, a restaurant, a place where you'll be His ambassador helping raise funds for the Salvation Army.
Well, we fit a lot into that 7 or 8 minutes, but it was at Prairie Gardens in Champaign. I just pulled out the microphone and kind of interviewed Kenyon on the spot. He did a great job. Some of that background noise was Aaron. He was talking to some of the people that were walking by and making donations. And so it was really a live broadcast. It was a lot of fun. And so, Melissa, I'm glad to have you. This is the first time ever we have this makeshift studio at the Salvation Army here in Champaign. You guys have been very generous, and we've been holding our ministry leaders luncheon. That'll come up in 2 days this Thursday. Our prayer gathering will be here on Thursday night. You've been so accommodating, and this is a really neat office. In fact, tomorrow on Wednesday, we'll have our studio guests in here at noon to record the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. So I'm fully utilizing this facility. It's a nice office area near the back, and I have a Great News Radio sign. I just put that up today, and I brought our audience of one little banner, but they've made it very accommodating for us. And so I thought on this Testimony Tuesday, Captain Melissa, it'd be nice to have you share some of your faith journey. We've had Captain Kenyon in before some months back, but how did you come to know Jesus, and then somehow also bring up how you met Kenyon along the way?
Yeah, absolutely. So my faith journey, I have been pretty fortunate. I grew up in a Christian home. My parents actually serve with the Salvation Army internationally right now, but as a kid, we were in the States, in the Midwest as well. And so faith was always a really strong component of my family and what my family was built on, faith and service. And so I was probably in late middle school when I realized, you know, that foundation of faith is great, but I can't benefit off of the faith of my parents or grandparents, but needed to have my own relationship with Christ. And what did it mean to be a Christ follower at that age?
And that's such a great distinction. And I love that you use the word a Christ follower, because sometimes people hear religion or stuff.
Yeah,
no, this is about a relationship. This is about following a person.
Yeah. And I think it really hit me, you know, in middle school and high school, it's really easy to be influenced by what the people around you are doing and how they're acting and what they're getting into. And so just that conviction of, you know, what does it mean to follow Jesus in the middle of all the rest of this was really stark to me. And so that's kind of where I first felt him calling me to follow and to follow him. And from there, kind of just developed a passion for service, for serving other people, for kind of having a heart for the things that the Lord has a heart for, which brought me to the Salvation Army. Obviously, it was something in my background, but again, making that intentional choice to continue that legacy of service.
Yeah, about everyone that I've met that has been involved with the Salvation Army, they have that gift of a servant's heart. Mm-hmm. They want to assist. And the blessing with the Salvation Army, I know there's the Salvation Army Church here in Champaign, but you get to do both. You get to serve people. There's many needs, as Kenyon already announced, all the different things that you do, reaching veterans, reaching those that need help with food assistance or education or programs or the many different things. Right now, you're doing a great job with all the Christmas collections and the gift giving that'll go on in the coming days and how people register for that and assisting families in so many different ways. But I think everyone on your staff here that I've met, and I've been very intentional because I so appreciate having our studio here. They have a servant's heart. They care about people. But it goes beyond that. You care about their souls. You care about their relationship with Jesus. And it's a great match for somebody that loves the Lord, wants people to know the Lord, but also wants to help them with their basic needs.
Yeah, absolutely. Part of the Salvation Army's mission statement is that we do work to meet human need in the name of Jesus without discrimination. Mm-hmm. And so when folks come into our building, whether it's for food or help with their rent or toys, or, you know, we have veterans in our building who are looking for extra support, that not only are we able to provide those physical things being met, but also as people are willing to have some conversations about, you know, what are some of the other needs that we can help you with, and that we do have people, not just Kenyon and I, but people on our staff who also love and serve Jesus, who are comfortable sharing that with folks as it comes up. So it's a really neat opportunity here to serve as Jesus served, that he didn't just preach the gospel, but he also took care of people's physical needs.
Met the needs. Well, I'm excited about the bell ringing needs that you have, as Holly and I are volunteering and helping. In fact, Kenyon just said, hey, we could also use some people counting, you know, the monies and such. So we're going to assist in that way, too. But before we share some specifics on how people can sign up to be bell ringers and assist and make really a difference, because the funds help in so many different ways, really, it can be an impact for all eternity. Mm. But we began with Micah 6:8, and on the Testimony Tuesday, that fits very well with how God has called you into this ministry and brought you here. So talk a little about Micah 6:8, and then maybe when and how you met up with Kenyon.
Yeah, so one of the reasons why I love that verse so much is because it really sums up so much of why I do choose to follow Jesus and to be part of the church, even with all of its flaws, is that opportunity for justice. And what does it mean to seek justice and to have the privilege to support others in their situations that are often very unjust, and being able to be advocates and champions for them, and to speak up and to point out the things in our community, in our world, that are unjust. And then I think of to love kindness, you know, again, society. So many people just need a kind word. They need encouragement. They need to know that they're not alone. You know, I've heard quite a bit this year about the Surgeon General declaring, like, loneliness one of the biggest epidemics right now. And so as people are coming in, that we would be able to just offer them a kind space and a kind greeting, that they would know that they still have worth and dignity and value, even as they're in a situation where they may need help. And then, you know, that issue of walking humbly with your God. I talk to our church folks a lot about the concept that, you know, we're all equal at the foot of the cross, that none of us is better or worse than the other, especially when we compare ourselves to the greatness and to the love of Jesus and the way that he was able to humble himself, even to the point of death. And so I think that verse is really a great reminder for me and a good heart check for me as I'm serving, that, you know, am I doing it for glory for myself or glory for the kingdom? And I think one of the reasons why Kenyon and I, even just as friends, hit it off so well is that he really has that desire when I think about justice, especially in speaking up and advocating for those who need help. We met in the summer of, I better not get this wrong, 2010, at a young adult retreat, actually. And we were in the same small group. He was a small group leader. And we had a lot of friends in the Salvation Army and never met and just kind of hit it off right away and became good friends. Mm. And the rest is history. From there. Yeah.
Now, I should have mentioned you have two beautiful, energetic, kind of high-octane children.
Yes.
They're a delight and big smiles, but a lot of energy.
Yes.
So, you know, you're a mother, a wife, you pastor, you preach many messages on Sunday. I think you co-pastor with Kenyon.
Yep.
And also, I've seen you up there, worship leader and assisting in various ways.
Lots of different hats.
Administrative gifts, because you have to keep all the balls in the air. So how do you keep balance with all those demands? I mean, just being a mom is a job and a half, let alone this ministry, let alone preaching and serving.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. Part of it is, I think we talk a lot about, you know, how do you balance or how do you juggle all the things? And a mentor of mine told me pretty early on that the trick is that you don't all the time, that you have to think of those plates as plastic and not glass, and that sometimes there's going to be certain things that have to be dropped because something else is more important. And so being able to recognize that of, you know, there are going to be days where some days I'm doing more administration than pastoring or more pastoring than administration. I think one of the huge blessings we've experienced here is just the strength of our team and our staff, but not even just the paid folks that we have here. We have an incredible board, advisory board, that especially during this season goes above and beyond to serve the Salvation Army and God's people in this community. We have a great, strong church leadership, local leaders who step up and help carry on that mission. So we're really blessed that in this season, when we do have young kids and they're, you know, somebody's got to be home with the kids at night, that we have people that can step in and fill in some of those gaps. And it, you know, it really shows, again, the beauty of the body of Christ, that, you know, one person can't be everywhere all the time. And so that willingness to step in and be there when we can't is a huge, huge thing.
And you have so many different volunteers that have helped for many years. And I think most anyone that comes here and sees the wonderful facility and all the ministry that takes place, assisting people in a variety of ways, kind of buys in and then assists, as Holly and I, as I've mentioned, are doing, and just think it's a great way for you to get involved in bell ringing. If you like to meet people and you want to have an impact, and it can be just for a few hours, it can be your whole family, your small group, you can do it on and off for 2 or 3 hours. How can they get in touch with the Salvation Army? I know we mentioned it on the front end of the program, but
So the easiest way for folks to do that, there's a website that you can go on and actually just choose your own shift yourself. You can search by location. So we've got spots in Mahomet and Savoy and Rantoul and Urbana and Champaign. So you can look at the city and then choose a store and a date and a time during that. And you can kind of select. We usually ask folks to at least do 2-hour shifts. That helps us with scheduling. But you can just sign up right online. You can opt in to get a text or an email reminder. We know people are busy, and sometimes you sign up for something and forget to save it in your phone. So if you're willing, they'll send you a text to remind you about that shift. But you can also reach out to us, stop by the office, and we can help you get signed up. If you're not super tech savvy and need some help with that, we're happy to help in that way as well.
RegisterToRing.org, RegisterToRing.org. Come on, let's get a bunch of us out there. Let's cover all the different red kettles that are throughout the area. It's a fun activity. Bundle up and greet people with a smile. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Freely encourage them as they walk by. Thank them for their donations. It goes a long way towards helping with the ministry costs. I think you want to raise about $150,000?
Yep. Our goal for the bell ringing is $150,000. We're about 32% of the way towards our goal, which is actually a really good number for this time of year. So we're really hopeful and optimistic that, again, as people volunteer, that helps us reach that goal.
RegisterToRing.org. org, registertoring.org, or stop by here at the Salvation Army Red Kettle Center, 2212 North Market Street. And maybe you'll see me in the back here. There's a nice studio all set up, and we appreciate you, Melissa, being the first guest ever in this new studio.
Here.
I can't wait to add a few other things and have our group here actually again tomorrow. So listening friend, I hope you're going to register to ring, and there's Salvation Army centers all over Illinois and West Central Indiana. So do your part, get involved. And when you see that red kettle, pull out a check or put in multiple dollars or that 20 or that 50 or that 100. Really bless them. They're doing a great work, and we're so totally supportive of what they're doing and how they're reaching people in not only tangible ways, but they get to share the love of Jesus. This is a great time when many people are receptive. So registertoring.org. And thank you, Melissa, for being a part of today, Testimony Tuesday.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
All right, everyone. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Melissa Civils with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.